This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, that was quite the scene yesterday. The memorial for Charlie Kirk, his wife there, his widow left behind. State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona, completely packed house, overflow crowds, estimated anywhere from about 100,000 people probably showed up. I think there were at least 70,000 in that stadium, and the emotion, unbelievable. And when she, as part of her speech, said that she forgave the shooter, even though you knew it was coming, well, you had a pretty good feeling it was coming. I got to tell you, if you didn't have an emotional response to that, really, I would check in immediately at your local emergency center because you don't have a pulse. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. There's a lot of energy.
Yes.
A lot of energy and a lot of love for Charlie Kirk and what he did. And it really boils down. I looked at a lot of the headlines. I did not see everything in its entirety. I listened to and watched a vast majority of it. And I can tell you this. Simply put, this was grace, especially when she was speaking. Grace over evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's grace. When you can forgive like that, that's ultimate. That is grace. The Charlie Kirk Memorial, of course, Glendale, that's the one that will get the spotlight as it should. But there were local memorials that have gone on over the last few days all around the country, even overseas. I saw some pictures and had some friends that were at the Melrose tribute last night.
Right.
And look, that's a very small town. And the outpouring there looked like it was pretty substantial.
Well, it shows the impact. I mean, when you can touch people, whether you're small town USA, whether you're, you know, pick the big city, or literally, like you said, at the big celebration a week ago in England, they're still holding up, you know, Charlie Kirk signs. And if you remember, too, the president even said, or maybe it was the VP, everywhere that they had traveled recently in Europe, people were just like giving their condolences to them for the loss of Charlie Kirk.
I mean, you had Erica speaking, and apparently she was wearing the St. Michael pendant that Charlie had on, still bloodstained from the event. J.D. Vance talked Jesus, and he said, you know, more so than he had ever done in his political life.
Right.
The political life. And you wonder, is this going to really... will this change kind of the dynamic in politics? We know it's going to change how young people feel about having a spiritual life and a spiritual connection, and that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, can we transfer enough of that over politically to help them to realize that we have to protect this freedom of expression, this freedom of religious beliefs and all that, and so the political side of it, there is definitely a role that's going to affect your spiritual life. And so I hope that it will go over. I was reading a piece from Bill Bennett. Remember Bill Bennett? He was education secretary. I mean, just a articulate, well-read man, very educated, smart guy, measured generally in his words. Mm-hmm. And he wrote about his son. And I would imagine that his son now at this point is probably 40-ish, late 30s. But he talked about him when he was going, like, getting his MBA. And that this is, I guess, when Trump was first running. And he had expressed to his friends and others, Bill Bennett's son did, that he was, you know, supporting Trump. And they just couldn't believe it. They were just shocked. How can you do that? This guy is Hitler. How can you support him? And I mean, the Bill Bennett kid, apparently very likable guy. So they just, they couldn't understand it. Wait, what happened to you? You know, and really, and what happened was he said it was one of the most difficult times of his life. And he basically, it caused him to completely pull back and watch the news anymore. Didn't get involved in politics, you know, lost friendships over it.
Sure.
And not necessarily this part. But what he, well, I guess the takeaway there is he gave up on trying to have a dialogue, like with his friends. He tried. Mm-hmm. He tried. And he came to a point where he said, it's of no use. They simply will not listen to reason. They simply don't want to have a debate. They don't want to see another side. And Bill Bennett was relating all this. And I thought it was really, really touching. And it sounds like to this day, you know, his son still kind of feels that same way. And, you know, how it relates to Charlie Kirk is this is a guy that never gave up on the dialogue, never gave up on the debate, and was willing to go out there and challenge people, prove me wrong, and did it with a great sense of confidence yet humility. He to me, he struck that perfect balance. He had it both. He had it. And the knowledge and the gift, and you know where that was coming from. So I spiritually, I think that this country is headed in the right direction. I see good things ahead. Politically, I wonder. I'm hopeful there too.
Yeah,
but I do wonder. I mean, so give me your takeaway, Greg, from this.
Well, it's funny that you just mentioned the political and the spiritual part, because I was thinking about that as you were talking. It's like, yeah, Trump kind of brought us the revival again of a little Reagan-esque conservatism in our country, where it was okay to wave a flag. It was okay. Now, the left are going to condemn you for it. Who cares? But it became okay again to be a proud American. And just with that, I think that the Charlie Kirk influence has been, it's okay now not just to be politically conservative in our country. You can actually say, I'm a Christian. And yeah, there's going to be detractors. We get those. There always have been. Hey, they didn't like Jesus. We're in good company there. But I think that that's a 1-2 positive for people like us.
Well, and absolutely, I hope that, you know, is true. And here's what I hearken back to, and I've been saying this really since I got into talk radio a long time ago. And you know, I had my own, like, spiritual awakening, several actually in my life. God would continually not give up on me, and he'd kick me in the head a few times and say, you steered the ship, you're back in the rocks, come back, I'll steer it for you. As long as I maintain that, life has gone extremely well for me, but every once in a while the stupid part of me tries to take over again. I learned lessons the hard way, but, I just remember saying, look, who are we as men? And, okay, this was over 20 years ago. I was 39 when I came here, so I was in my late 30s in Orlando talking about this, and I said, who are we as men? And we're probably all still guilty to some extent. Hopefully not as much. Hopefully we've grown and we learned. We're not afraid to send or tell a dirty joke to our buddies. We're just not. It's just not a big deal. I'm not talking for everyone. I'm talking about in general terms. But when's the last time you sent a little spiritual note? It doesn't have to be completely biblical. Doesn't have to be, but it can be. It can be just uplifting and positive. It can be, hey, I know you're having a bad day, but Jesus still loves you, and there are good times ahead. Good intentions, Most of us have them. Let's start to fulfill them and follow through. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeart Radio or tune in apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And apparently a revival, it was. Marco Rubio, I mean, He might as well really just become a preacher, and that's saying something, because he is a pretty good statesman and a pretty good Secretary of State. And that, of course, the sound you just heard was Vice President J.D. Vance, and he told the audience there at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, which was packed beyond capacity and overflow crowds of thousands, that Christianity is essential for good politics. He said, I have talked more about Jesus Christ in the past 2 weeks than my entire time in public life. Yeah. And the attendees roared for that. So, yeah, I mean, you talk about a revival. And it's interesting. And look, am I a student of history? Yes. I mean, what would you call it? I couldn't do a dissertation on a lot of, like, the Federalist Papers and stuff, although I have a fairly good grasp of all of that. But I can't cite you line for line and, you know, who wrote everything in those into the founding. But I can tell you this. There was an overwhelming understanding among the founding fathers that these principles that our nation is based on were based on, you know, a Judeo-Christian kind of a belief system. It didn't mean you had to be Christian or Jewish per se, but it was based on some of the tenets, you know, the like kind of the golden rule. In other words, the law alone and the way that they set up the Constitution and all that was not going to be enough. It would only be enough if it was followed by mostly believers. Mm-hmm. That you had to have a nation that believed in something bigger than themselves and bigger than even the idea of a nation. Okay, so this overall, you know, a higher authority,
right,
was essential for this, what was very much an experiment in self-government, for it to be able to work. In other words, people have to be, they have to account for themselves. It can't all mm-hmm. be what's in the rules and what's not in the rules. In other words, right. To simplify, you know, how you behave when no one's watching is who you are. And that's an important aspect of making the whole system, understanding the whole system and having it work. But along with that is also the idea that you're going to mess up. Mm-hmm. And the government has a remedy for that. It's called a judicial system. And the spiritual world has a remedy for that, too. It's called forgiveness. But it also requires you to repent and turn away from it. Tulsi Gabbard also spoke. And
a rock star. Rock star there.
Yeah. And one of the big messages, she said, everyone needs to be a warrior like Charlie. That's what he was. Do you think that, you know, we see the clips. Do you think it was always easy being attacked by people? Like basically, you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Somebody else has a microphone and you're going, okay, what are they going to say to try to hurt me? Mm-hmm. What are they going to say that's going to be nasty, foul? Every day. And you're doing it on purpose because you hope that you're going to change some hearts and some minds. I just...
But that was kind of the miracle, if you will, of Charlie Kirk. He could do that for 3 hours at a time, not knowing what was coming his way. He didn't have notes. He didn't have AI looking down. You know, it was what was in him.
Mm-hmm.
And where that came from, we know.
We know that there was a lot of praying going on, even for those who may not have been tuned into this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were people playing NFL games that were, they were crazy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah,
they really were. The now, first of all, Tampa Bay beat the Jets, and they were beating them soundly. And then all of a sudden, you know, I flip back over to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are like, they're going to win. They blocked a field goal, and it's like they ran the ball in. I go, what? What happened? Anyway, Tampa Bay came back and won, 29-27. Now, why this is important, the actual win, well, the Bucs go to 3-0, which is good. They were celebrating 50 years, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. 50 years. And I'm like, I remember when they started. Like,
uh-huh.
That makes me feel a little mature.
Don't do the math, Bob. Don't do the math.
Yeah. And, but here's the thing. Guess who was there? Steve Spurrier. He was first quarterback for the Buccaneers.
Ah.
So, see, it all comes back around.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back around. Wait, I'm not done yet.
There's more.
Who else was there? Chucky.
Oh.
John Gruden. So you got Spurrier, you got Gruden. You got 50 years, Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man, Bob. You're on a roll here, dude.
Did Steve invite John to maybe come hang out in Gainesville, maybe talk to some people? I don't know. I do not know.
Have some dinner. You know, people show up for dinner.
Well, why not?
Uh-huh.
He's got a heck of a restaurant. Come on by.
Mm-hmm.
The Gators, on the other hand, just the previous night, as many of us witnessed in Miami, a game that even though the Gators were not playing well, they were playing well on defense, even though the Gators were not playing well, I mean, this is a guy, the coach, the play calling. The Gators get the ball to begin the game. Let's run it. Loss for one. Let's run it. Loss for two. Let's run it. Another loss. Three times in a row.
Strike
I go,
three.
I go, man, that's some creative play calling there, man. You stayed up all night to draw that shenanigans up, huh? Is that what you did, pal? Yeah. And then the Gators just, I mean, they never could put together anything real on offense. And they lost to Miami 26-7. But the good news is John Gruden,
mm-hmm.
head ball coach, mm-hmm. hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Without saying it, you know what I'm saying, Greg?
Bob's not saying he's right yet, but he's getting there.
Yeah. Well, these are prayers that aren't as important as the other ones that were going on Sunday, but prayer nonetheless, if it is your will. 628 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Yes, not a dry eye in the house. State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona, thousands. Some estimate as many as 200,000 if you consider all the overflow over 70,000 in the stadium itself to recognize, to pray for the family of Charlie Kirk and to memorialize his short life, 31 years. If you're 31 years old and you have had the impact that he has had, he has done lifetime work of several human beings, and maybe that's why the Lord saw it fit to bring him on home. It's like, Charlie, you're a warrior. You're a soldier. Come on home where there's no more pain.
One of the best memes was, and there have been some really good ones out there, but it shows Charlie standing next to God, and Charlie saying, but I could have brought so many to you. And he says, you just did.
Yes.
Oh, 100 million streams of that thing. Or 100, yeah, 100 million streams of that memorial yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, the New York Post, in an opinion piece from the editorial board of the New York Post. The massive gathering for Charlie Kirk on Sunday was more than just a funeral. It was a message. Now listen to this perspective. A 200,000-person crowd inundated the stadium inside and out. Millions around the world watched. They watched it live. They prayed for, celebrated, and mourned a man who brought them all together, multitudes in red, white, and blue. Yet these faithful, and Kirk himself, had been mostly disregarded by the mainstream media, or worse, in his case for sure, slandered by it for their Christian faith and conservative values. They scream, "We are here." They elect Donald Trump twice. They rise together in shock after Kirk's assassination, yet Democrats and the media pretend this silent majority is a minority, a fringe group.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Though, always, that's how we've been treated. Oh, the believers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, conservative. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You dumb dirt farmers, go pray to that rock over there.
Yeah.
That's kind of the attitude.
Yeah.
But they said, this is starting to change. The near monopoly that liberals have had on college campuses was busted open by Kirk and his Turning Point USA. Since Democrats rule nearly all TV networks, talk shows, and late night, conservatives turn to podcasts. And when Jimmy Kimmel crossed the line, it was affiliates in middle America who pulled him, demanding an apology. Was Kimmel watching Sunday? Was ABC? Do they understand the bubble they've created? Not only do they not speak to or for these people, they deny they exist. It is unsustainable. Wow. And the message is clear. We can no longer be derided or ignored. And we won't be. And Charlie Kirk's legacy is certainly going to live on. I got to tell you, you'd be the toughest guy you want to be, but when Erica got up there on stage and as part of what she was saying, I mean, it was all very touching, very emotional, but when she said, in the way that she said it, that she forgave the murderer, boy, that was real. That had incredible impact. You had J.D. Vance speaking, Tulsi Gabbard, Tucker Carlson, Marco Rubio.
Oh, knocked it out of the park.
That's what you were saying. Oh. And this is coming from Preacher's Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Greg's been to a couple of gatherings for the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you kind of have a little bit of a friendship with Tomlin.
I've known Chris for probably 20 years or so, early in his career. You know, he's been through this area in the past, and usually I'd try to check him out, go see him, say hello, that kind of thing. Good guy. And it was really cool to see him, because I was thinking back, I was trying to think of perspective, and it's like, yeah, when Charlie was in high school and then those early years right after, he'd have been listening to Tomlin, because he was probably one of, and still top artists, but one of the hottest Christian artists at the time, all part of the whole praise and worship, you know, a lot of his songs. And so he would have been, that's who he would have been listening to. When he wasn't listening to Rush on his lunch break at school, musically, he'd have been listening to somebody like Chris Tomlin.
Yeah. And look, this is resonating not just across America. It is resonating really across the globe in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And people of faith are standing up, and maybe most importantly, standing together. That's the key. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about, but I have to tell you, I'm not. This is going to dominate. This really is. This was very special. This, in my mind, was grace over evil. 97.3 The Sky. Ooh.
Strong.
That is very, very powerful stuff. That's love over hate. That's grace over evil. Wow. Can you imagine it? Families growing strong together in faith and being talked about to the degree they are now. You hate to say it, but would it be at this point without Charlie Kirk having lost his life for it? I mean, and as a Christian, you want to go home, right? Isn't that kind of the goal? And you also at the same time want to try to be a faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie knocked it out of the park, and he got called into the Hall of Fame at a very young age.
Yeah.
But he hit all the marks. He checked all the boxes, and his wife is there to testify on his behalf. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:52, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Let's check in and see what Gabrielle is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She's out there, isn't she?
Hurricane Gabrielle, by the way. This information brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. So right now, sustained winds 90 miles an hour, movement north-northwest at 10 miles an hour. Certainly, it's going to be an issue for Bermuda. And I mean, really coming up on Bermuda very, very quickly here. So after that, though, I believe it is going to take a huge turn out to the east and not impact anything at all. But that's the case for now. However, there is a disturbance number two that we need to just keep an eye on, and we will. It's a tropical wave located well to the east of the Lesser Antilles, and this appears like, you've got a 30% chance of formation in 7 days, but because it's kind of up in that alley and the water temperatures are still very, very warm, we'll keep an eye on that.
I love one of the comments that I saw on the Book of Faces over the weekend. Said, yeah, Gabrielle needs to really use her right turn signal right now. It's like no, just turn on out, get back up in the Atlantic, and leave us alone.
Good for us. Yeah. Not so great for Bermuda right now. We'll keep an eye on any other things that are stirring or brewing right now. We have been very fortunate this year. I mean, don't take it for granted, but yeah, we have been very fortunate when it comes to hurricane weather, and that's a good thing. All right, so we got the bases covered there. Also, we had pretty good luck on the football field. Tampa Bay, that was a close one against the Jets. They won that. The Jags beat Houston 17-10. The Eagles, that was one that they were getting crushed on, but we came alive at the end, won over the Rams 33-26. And what else we got? Oh, Buffalo over Miami. That's right, 31-21. And tonight, Monday Night Football, Lions and the Ravens at 8:15. But, I mean, The story of the day, and is going to be for a lot of us, is going to be Charlie Kirk, the success with Turning Point USA, the outpouring of love and emotion at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, and you had J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard, Tucker Carlson, Pete Hegseth. I mean, these people all came and they spoke, and you could tell they spoke from the heart, and they spoke from the heart without fear of alienating anyone. And that is very hard for politicians to do.
Yeah.
But I think it's important. And maybe the mainstream media will kind of start to catch on that you know, that we're not some sort of fringe group to be taken for granted. And you know what? And maybe not. And maybe they'll dig in even deeper. Mm-hmm. And maybe they will make up more lies about Charlie Kirk or conservatives in general or Republicans in general. And maybe they'll continue to call people Nazis. And maybe they'll be, you know, the fringe on their left that will continue trying to silence people by killing them. I hope that's not the case. I hope there's an awakening. All right. There's other things going on as well. We'll try to cover all of it for you. And we'll try to make this Monday as awesome as we can. Oh, it's the first day of fall. Break out the jackets soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.